So again, Ben, any comments about this patient? What was the presumed etiology of the fibrosis? Smoking, or what was it?
I don't know. He had the fibrosis ever since I've met him.
But I mean, he's had it all his life, or how long has he had that?
He's had for as long as I've known him, and I've known him for over a year now.
Huh.
He actually goes to Washington University for the fibrosis.
I see.
And they're trying to figure out what to do. But his fibrosis, he's more worried about his fibrosis than his cancer.
So, Ben, any thoughts about this case?
Yeah, I think that challenging case. This is a patient that is, in my mind, an ECOG performance status two, but that widespread of two. Where are they on the two? Are they two heading to one or two heading to three? And he's on the latter, I think. He's in a wheelchair, he's oxygen. And he has this challenge, you know, if there's anything more unforgiving than lung cancer, it may be IPF or idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. I mean, he's got some challenges there. And, you know, we talked again whether or not to add the ramucirumab to docetaxel in this setting. He's 80, his PS2. This may be a patient that I don't do it on, although maybe he could tolerate it. He has a prior pulmonary embolism. So I think this case highlights some of the challenges second line again. We give these patients 189 regimen of carboplatin, pemetrexed, pembrolizumab, and it's reasonably well tolerated. But then upon progression, we're kind of stuck with what to do. Do we do doci? Do we do doci with ram? Can we give this in a meaningful way? This patient did have some fatigue as well from the docetaxel. And the question is, do we, you know, would you give him a holiday break? His scan seems to show that things are kind of stable, if not responding. So these are the real-world challenges for these patients that perhaps aren't captured in everyday clinical trial data.
So, Ray, anything else you want to say about this case? Well, I see he had a BRAF mutation.
He's another one that has a BRAF 400-something mutation.
Right.
Yep.
Anything else about this case, Ray? Any questions about this case?
No, we talked to him a long time. We show him his scans, and I show everybody their scans when I do restaging because I think it helps the patient actually understand where they're at, and it's easier for them to follow your recommendations if they actually can see their pictures. And his pictures look a little bit better. And, you know, his biggest problem besides his lungs is that his legs are just weak, you know? And so we have a long discussion between is the docetaxel causing the increased fatigue versus the benefit from it versus what to do next.